modern smoker.
Each and every show, we dive into politics, the politics of the day, inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Benny Martinez joins us this time around. Hey, Benny, how are you? I hear you have a big birthday coming up, like 40, right?
Yeah, close to it. Let's just say I have nothing to look forward to but Social Security. It's still around when I get there, so.
And, of course, we're just teasing Benny, folks. He's under 30, let's put it that way. So, Benny, Bill Clinton made a lot of noise, the former president, by saying pretty much in a roundabout way that the Bush tax credits needed to be extended because it would jam up the middle class. And then Larry Summers, one of the economic advisors in the past of Barack Obama, the current president, it kind of echoed the same thing. Boy, that's not good for Obama. Bad week for him, eh?
Yeah, Kate. And you know, Republicans in the House and the Senate both, obviously smelling blood after these two notable Obama surrogates, so to speak, came out and said this, basically undercutting the president and what he's been trying to do. The president has actually been trying to get these Bush tax cuts extended, but he's calling it a middle-class tax cut extension, leaving out the wealthiest 2% of Americans or people making $250,000 or more. That's something the president has, that's been his position for as long as he's been president. And the fact that Bill Clinton and Larry Summers now coming out and saying this gave Republicans a little bit to bite on, to snaggle on. And what happened today on the Hill was that we saw Speaker Boehner, along with Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from the Senate, come together with other House leaders to basically take advantage of that gaffe, so to speak, from Clinton, and essentially called on President Obama to deal with these, to support extending these tax cuts for everyone, not just for the middle class, but for everyone, before the November election. This is something John Boehner's been trying to do for a couple weeks now, and he's drawn some harsh criticisms because of that, but this is just adding fuel to his fire. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. The president is headed to the West Coast for some campaigning, correct? Because, you know, he's got George Clooney and all those Hollywood friends. I would assume there'd be a stop somewhere along the way. But apparently there are a few people in Washington who don't think he should be doing that.
Yeah, and actually the president says all over the West Coast, you know, from San Francisco, flew to LAX and is staying in Los Angeles for the night. But it's likely that he's going to be as Republicans would say, cozying up with his Hollywood friends. And, to credit the Obama campaign, that's what they need to do if they want to, to hang around the campaign funding that Republicans have. I guess, the Democratic campaign, specifically Obama's campaign, has to raise as much money as the Republican counterparts. And I think President Obama's anecdote to that, or his solution to that, is to go to Los Angeles and cater to these Hollywood stars who have very deep pockets and are willing to contribute, big donations to his campaign. And I think that's what he's doing this weekend. But the Republicans on the Hill have been critical of that because they argue that the president's not around for big debates that are going on in Congress. Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor from the House, both writing a letter to the president today asking him to forego a speech in Nevada to college students and come back to the Hill so that he can work with Congress to negotiate a deal on the student loan bill that's coming up. As you know, student loan interest rates are set to expire at the end of the month, and college students across the country their interest rates are going to double from 3.4 to 6.8%. That's quite a leap. Granted, it is my birthday, and I'm getting a little older, but college was right, just back yonder, so I remember exactly what it was like to have student loans and how expensive they were. So that's something Republicans are being very critical of the president, and they're asking him to come back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there you go. And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's coming back at all. Hey, I would imagine, because you were on the Hill, as you said, that there was still a lot of buzz over what happened with Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, going through this recall and weathering it. And now what happens to unions? I think there's going to be other challenges to unions and collective bargaining rights across other states. I think that's what we'll probably see. And I know a lot of people in Washington were talking about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the biggest buzz that's been going around is that now that other governors in other states, maybe they lean a little bit more to the right, and maybe they're not as pro-union as most, and they see Governor Walker taking these steps in Wisconsin, and they see this recall election, fearing that the repercussions of his actions, you know, against collective bargaining and against the unions would essentially oust him as governor of the state. And now that he's retained his governorship, and people are on the Hill are saying that it's essentially giving other governors basically a free pass to say, look, if he did it, maybe I can do the same thing in my state and rein in spending that way. So, you know, as far as that's concerned, it may trickle down to other states, but what's going on the Hill is people are weighing the political implications in November of this election. Is Wisconsin now a swing state? You know, and the last president to win Wisconsin was Reagan back in the day, so it's been heavily Democratic in years past, but now that Walker has retained his governorship, it seems as though there's been a shift in party, perhaps, in Wisconsin, and that's kind of where the debate has been focused today in Washington. People are wondering whether or not Obama has, you know, as good a chance now to win Wisconsin as he did before that recall election. Granted, NK, I'll tell you, in the most recent poll, Obama still leads Mitt Romney by a 5-point margin, 47% to 52%, so there's still that going for the president in Wisconsin, despite the disappointing loss for Democrats yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're immersed in what's happening there, and you hear all the chitter-chatter because everybody talks outside of school and whatnot. From the Democratic point of view, because I've talked to insiders both from the Democrats and from the Republican point of view, and what I'm getting is that this election might be closer than some people think. What are you hearing?
And that's absolutely true. And you know, I don't think they will admit it, but Democrats, I believe, are scrambling. Yeah. And like I said earlier, you know, and one of the reasons why it may be closer than it should be, perhaps, is that, you know, Republicans just have so much more money. They can campaign. They have big donors. And that essentially, you know, results in more airtime on TV ads. More people watch TV these days, more ads online. They can afford these things. So the reach they have is far greater than the reach the Democrats have. So, yes, to answer your question, this is a neck-and-neck race. And I believe, you know, you can wait. You can read the polls any way you want it. We have about 4 or 5 months up to the election, and more polls are going to be coming out day by day. And they'll show Romney up by 4 points, Obama up by 3 points. All the margins, though, will be within that margin of error, which essentially clarifies each poll as a dead heat. So until November comes, I don't think we're going to be able to accurately predict who is going to emerge victorious from November's election. It's just too difficult.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we're going to keep seeing these polls, like you said, as we get closer and closer. And I think the numbers are going to narrow. They're going to get a lot closer than people originally predicted. Benny Martinez, Talk Radio News, happy birthday. Enjoy the Bahamas, and we'll talk to you again soon. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Pal Benny and I kicking it around, talking about the fact that Benny, who's a young, very liberal Democrat covering the Hill, says that his insiders, because he's there every day dogging the congressmen and senators for the most part, tell him that this thing is a lot closer than they anticipated, meaning the Obama people didn't really expect it to be as close as it is in the polls right now. And I've had the same thing told to me by many Democratic strategists. So I think that the Democrats are a little bit concerned by some of the things that have happened lately with the turnout, with the swing states, what's going to happen with the swing states, and what about jobs ultimately in this tug of war over taxes? Where does that end up? How could that affect the election? Because I say this all the time, and both you and I know it. I consider this to be an intimate audience. If you right now reached into your pocket, pulled out your wallet, and opened your wallet, you tell me, is there more dough in your wallet now than there was, let's say, 10, 15 years ago? And the answer is, for most people, no. It's less because you have less disposable income. And why is that? How is it that we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and yet we see that the middle class is being squeezed, squeezed like a ripened orange just picked off of a Florida grove somewhere? That's how people feel. And I think that some of the most Party Democrats, even, are considering making a change, not because they're so crazy about Romney, but because they just don't want Obama to be back in again for another 4 years. I wasn't so confident about that 7-8 months ago. All the time that I spent in Washington, I was hearing a different tune from both Republicans and from Democrats. But something has switched. Something has turned around. And one thing that Benny said is part of this is also about money raised, because we're exhausted, we're juggling jobs and kids and everything else that people are juggling. So you have little snippets of time. Don't we all have snippets of time? Even if you think you have a lot of time, you have just tiny little moments here and there where you're gassed, you're whipped. You plop on the couch and you start to zone into whatever that's on the tube, whether it's sports or Fox News or whatever you're watching. Doesn't matter. So those ads become so powerful. The more you're bombarded by the ads, you're starting to pay attention. You're listening to some of the numbers, some of the facts, whether or not somebody can dispute the facts. It's true. So money makes the campaign go around without a doubt. Mitt Romney has some friends who are very good at fundraising, so that's helped him. The Obamas are on the West Coast because they know Hollywood has deep pockets, and for the most part, there are plenty of actors that shift a little more right, but there are many more that go left or definitely go for whoever the Democrat is, and they're very, very good at schmoozing and getting people to pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, you know, a plate. So that's why Obama's gone to the West Coast. Romney, on the other hand, is busy really pushing the business agenda and trying to piggyback off of what happened in Wisconsin with the recall, the fact that the governor weathered the storm. Here's a little bit of what Romney had to say on Wednesday.
A blue state said we've seen a conservative governor. He cut back on the scale of government and has held down taxes and stood up to the public sector unions. And we want more of that, not less of it. The reason I'm so pro-business is not just because I like businessmen and women, but because I like all the people that get to work for businessmen and women.
Oh. So there you go. It's the argument about, listen, if you tax the crap out of business, where's the incentive to hire people? Not everybody can be an entrepreneur and say, well, start your own thing. You can't find a job, start your own thing, no problem, except for you can't get a loan from the bank because they're not going to give it to you. So when you want to paint milk cans and you think that this is a good enterprise, I'm kidding, of course, although somebody I'm sure has made a ton of money of it, on it. I mean, there's a million great ideas out there, but you're not going to get the loans. And that ultimately is the problem. So what Romney's saying is, you know, not everybody can be the man. Some people have to work for the man. But that guy is not going to hire you because he can't afford to hire you if you continue to have these high tax rates with 35% for a lot of corporations. And people who don't follow business will say, oh, well, that's, you know, 35%. What's the big deal? The big deal is you can go elsewhere and get it for way under 20. And, hey, they're in it to make money, right? So why would you pay 35% plus everything else that you have to deal with all the red tape? This is wild. On the heels of everything that happened in Wisconsin, a lot of that bitterness, the acrimony in the air there has, of course, not cleared up yet at this point. So those who hate the governor or who are critical, we'll say, of what he's done with the unions, taking away some of that power, they went to Twitter after he killed the mayor of Milwaukee in that recall election, and they started to threaten his life. And that put up the red flags for the FBI and some other law enforcement types. Some of the tweets just called for an assassination of Walker. Just assassinate them. As this governor has angered public sector employees and labor unions by trying to revamp the pension system. One tweet that I saw that was flopped around the news circles said someone from the NRA should shoot Scott Walker in the head, GTA style. And another user referred to Grand Theft Auto, of course, the video game. Then another one said Scott Walker will die within the next week. I've already paid for the hit. That was somebody who boasted that on Twitter. So these threats were strong enough for the Milwaukee Police Department, the state Department of Justice, to really dive in and launch investigations to figure out how credible they were. You know, are these real nut jobs? Are these maniacal, crazy people? Or is this just silly nonsense thrown across Twitter? And here's the thing. You can't, you know, just because you've got this social media thing, when you start to do the threatening deal, especially with life and whatever, they can, Twitter-wise, Facebook-wise, they can track you down for some reason. I don't know why that is. Maybe you're not watching enough of the CSIs and the Law and Orders or whatever. But listen, they can trace this to you. So if it's an offhanded remark, it could be a stupid one that could end up landing someone in a heap of trouble. And Walker, of course, is not popular with a lot of people in the state because he pushed to have public employees have to contribute more for their health care and their pension because of how much money it was costing the state. And the taxpayers were having to pay for it. So the taxpayers were footing the bill as it kept increasing, and that was unpopular with people who were in the unions. A lot of teachers out to, in a sense, scalp the governor of Wisconsin. Then this is a big deal nationally. We talked about it a little bit yesterday on America Tonight. Plenty of you lit up the phone lines to weigh in on what does this mean. Some people are talking about what does it mean for the presidential election. I thought, really, what does it mean for the unions? What does it mean in other states? Well, other governors, especially if they feel they have the backing in the legislature, what does it mean for other unions? I think we're going to see that unions get really weak. In Wisconsin, union membership is down like 50%, because how are you joining a union? Why are you joining a union that is not going to do anything to further your career, really, and certainly not going to prevent you with the financial satisfaction that people were looking for when they jumped into unions? So you may see some of that union power dissolve even more in Wisconsin. It may just fade away. 50% down, I think that's pretty significant. Hang with us here in America Tonight. On the flip side, some odds and ends, and boy, was there some odd things in the day. Stay with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BeFrePared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BeFrePared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeFrePared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
And ends, and you know, sometimes it's really odd, crazy stories, the kind that you find when you're checking out at the grocery store and they're fit to print the National Enquirer or the Sun or, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't buy those papers, but I certainly see them when I'm standing there in line. It seems to me lately, instead of the crazy headlines about aliens and whatnot, they pick on the celebrities. Celebrities without makeup. And they take the most horrendous pictures of people and, you know, put them in these cheesy magazines. Although I can't knock National Enquirer too much. After all, they did nail John Edwards for having a mistress and a love child. And they won a Pulitzer for that, by the way. And everybody else had to follow the National Enquirer. And they could go out on any kind of limb they wanted to because they had the money. If they get sued, they have the money to fend it off. So we're mixing in a couple of different things here in this segment. You can also throw in your two cents, the aftermath, if you will, on the Wisconsin recall vote, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. In fact, Thomas in Michigan, Tomas in Michigan wants to weigh in. Hello, how are you, my fine friend?
Hey, Tomas, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I tried using that little app. I put it on my phone. I don't know if I got through or not, but I kind of said that, well, you know, it's 68 years ago we had D-Day, Operation Overlord, the first battle to take back from the fascists the democracies. And, you know, you could say that yesterday in Wisconsin was the first battle, right, in a whole series of battles we're going to have to take back America from the Democratic Party. And I think that the strategy is pretty good there, Kate. You know how the Democrats have been using this poor against the rich thing? And it seems to me the Republicans are going to be doing the same thing, except a little bit better, because they're going to use the private sector, you and me.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what? You guys are paying the public unions, the public sector unions, and you're giving them more salaries and more benefits than you're getting.
So maybe, absolutely.
You know, I think that's a pretty easy win there. If they keep that up, it's pretty clear, you know. And, you know, the only thing is who's going to be the VP? And I like this guy, Walker, because, you know what, the American people like winners that fight, you know, and that don't quit. Unlike Sarah Palin, who went in there, then she quit the governorship, and it, you know. But this guy, he stood in the front lines. He took it all. He took a recall on top of that. He won it hands down. And you know what? I think people respect that. And I tell you what, because Romney's going to need all the help he can get. He has got a mouth on him that is connected straight to the stupid button. You know, the other day he said, oh, Russia is our number one enemy.
I know.
You know, he thinks he's like General Patton or something. He never served a day of the military in his life, and neither did any of his sons. So, that's the whole little link I got there between D-Day and yesterday, Wisconsin Day.
Yeah, I said it last night on the show. I said that it was D-Day if we wound back the clock. And so you and I are in the same wavelength, Tomas. How about that? I said it was D-Day when we went on, because this is exactly what we saw, storming the shores of Normandy and in a different way, taking the political analogy to what happened there. And this will usher in, I think, some change with unions, absolutely, without a doubt. And there are people looking at Scott Walker as a possibility for the VP. Paul Ryan is another name that comes up a lot. You know, you've seen Congressman Ryan's budget that the Democrats don't like, but certainly some of the things that he's tripped on have excited a lot of Republicans. So there's that whole push for the youth. He's a family man, all that kind of stuff. So Ryan's name has come up a little bit more. But I think that the one thing you can say about Walker is that he took on the unions and he won. And the thing that people forget is that, yeah, the taxpayers pay that. They're making more money than you are. You're paying while you're getting taxed in every other direction. And people have had enough of that. That's the problem. There's a real anti-union feel around the country for the most part. Very anti-union. We had Rick Manning on our show the other night, and he's with the Americans for Limited Government. And he was talking about that his neighbors all work for the government. They're all doing real good, everybody up and down the streets. And he said that, you know, in Washington, 7 of the wealthiest counties are in Washington, or in Washington, D.C., because the government is so bloated. You have people in big, fat jobs with big pensions and all kinds of great, awesome benefits. Good for them that they're in those jobs. But the problem is, who is paying for that? The person who keeps getting stuck paying for everything else. And these are different times. Different times. And I think there is much more of a push, we hope, toward the private sector. I, for one, raise my hand and say, oh, yeah, let's go that in that direction. Absolutely. All right, this is Odds and Ends. Let me squish a few interesting factoids in for you on the day. How about this? Russian hackers released a giant list of passwords this week, and on Wednesday, so-called security researchers identified the source to LinkedIn. Oh, LinkedIn must be furious. And so what LinkedIn did is they confirmed it in a blog post that some of the stolen passwords corresponded to their accounts. 6.5 million leaked passwords posted Monday on a Russian online forum, camouflaged with a cryptographic code called SHA-1#. That pretty much, the way it was explained to me, is what you would call a format that's weak if added precautions aren't taken. So half of the hashed passwords have been decoded and posted online in human-readable text. Oh, what a bummer, huh? Ugh. So they say LinkedIn is a hacker's dream tool because it has the same text the same way each time. So if your password, for example, is password, never use that. You know, when you're sick of how many passwords you have, never use the word password. Because it's so, people use it. And so it's easy to assume that when you start to throw passwords in. And I guess there's a lot of people that do that. Do not do that. It's not smart. 6 million people did not use that password, but they got, you know, they got exposed, unfortunately, thanks to these creepy hackers. It's just the times we live in, isn't it? You just want to go on the internet and you want to just have simplistically a little of this, a little of that, and then yet you get hacked into. It's like, what? Why? I'm only sending some notes here and there. Why am I getting hacked into? All right, let's move to something else. You remember this, a New York City taxi driver? He got 6 months in a fight over fare. Sometimes you get in these taxi cabs, and because I live in an area where you're not taking too many taxis, but I grew up in an area where you took a bunch of taxis, you have some of the greatest people in the world pick up in these taxi cabs, and I'm sure they deal with really nasty people at times. But, boy, it can go in the opposite direction, too. I was in a cab one time in Chicago, and the taxi driver was lost, and he just told me to get out of the cab. Can you imagine? In the middle of Nowheresville. Thank goodness I knew a lot of people in Chicago, and somebody came to my rescue. Well, this wasn't about that. This cab driver was charged in a fare scam at Kennedy Airport, and that's why I got the 6 months. The driver is Bundavinder Singh Ya. He pleaded guilty to unlawful imprisonment last month. The Queen's district attorney said two cops spotted a family of four from Panama getting into the gypsy cab back in February. They recognized the driver as a hustler who charges his own rate, who charges a sky-high rates for what are supposed to be $45 rides from Queens into Manhattan. They say they try to warn people about this and to stay in line and look for the right kind of cabs. But most people, how are they paying attention to this? It's easy to drive around and say, hey, people are in a line, I'll take you into Manhattan for, you know, whatever, for $65, whatever the charge is, because he would just keep, you know, he would make it higher. And then in the end, too, what happened was the passengers, when they tried to get out, I mean, the guy was like drove like a maniac on top of it, and the driver locked the doors, and, you know, of course, the windows were sealed up. And by the time they got dumped out of the cab and they crashed, two of the passengers were treated for bruises and bumps and all that other stuff. So once he did that and crashed, that was it, because then it was easy to identify him, in other words. So pretty brutal. 6 months, though, not that bad. California governor, not that bad for what he did. The California governor also kind of shrugged off the tobacco tax getting defeated. Enough people who smoke said, you know what? I'm going to go to the polls and I'm going to vote no, because I do not want to pay another dollar on a pack of cigarettes to raise money for medical research into tobacco-related diseases and programs. No thank you. So it went down. Hang with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Down the street, you can bring pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the street, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. I'm gonna get you too, but another one bites the dust.
Could be the theme for the Wednesday after a wild Tuesday across America on a couple of different issues. We talked about Wisconsin, and really that was the big one. What was going to happen in the recall movement? Would we see yet another governor in his career go down in a movement to remove him from office? That happened with Gray Davis in California in 2003. You have to go back to 1912 before that. And it didn't happen with Scott Walker. If anything, now there is a serious line drawn in the sand, and it's not about Democrats or Republicans. It's about the power of the union. I really think it's more about that than anything else, and whether unions are necessary anymore. perhaps in a few industries, and I know at a time in our history, unions were very necessary for what was happening to the worker. But now it's flipped the other way, as seems to happen. The pendulum never seems to settle in the right spot. You ever notice that in some things, especially when you deal with money? People get power, unions get big. Unions have a lot of pull. They have a lot of members. And in the beginning, boy, that was a good thing. Grow those numbers, power in numbers, all of that. Then it turns out that the fat cats make the money. In fact, half the time there, let's say there's some fraud in some cases and a rampant misbehavior. Not that there aren't people that represent unions who are good, clean, solid citizens. They just happen to have a lot of money, because they're at the top of the ladder. But the problem is the ladder is a mess. The ladder's broken. The rungs have fallen off. And in most cases, the union isn't working. It isn't working for companies. It isn't helping to really get people employed. If anything, what happens is the more members, the people at the top, it's almost like a pyramid thing, they get wealthier and the other ones don't really reap the benefits of it. So this also has some people furious, because when you move the cheese, remember the book, Who Moved My Cheese, there's going to be a little bit of a revolt, and we've seen that in Wisconsin. In California, boy, they are just drowning in it. They are drowning in misery, misery called debt. And the California governor, part two, because this is Jerry Brown the second time around, doesn't have a lot of answers for this. The state budget gap is at almost 16, they're talking about at this point, I've seen a couple of different estimates, and I think they're lower than what they're saying. But I'm just going to, I'll call it like what he says. I'm going to say that it's $16 billion. So how do you narrow that gap? First, Brown proposed cutting state employee pay and spending on health and social programs. That went over like a lead balloon. Then you had this, tax increases that they talked about to happen in November. And also he's talking about adding an additional $6.1 billion in spending, including $5.5 billion in spending on schools and community colleges that will need to be cut later in the year. So there's a lot of problems in California. 50.8% of the voters rejected Proposition 29. 49.2% were in favor. And this is about raising cigarette prices, is what they were talking about. A buck, you know, adding another buck to it, another dollar tax to raise money for that supposed medical research into tobacco, as I was saying, diseases, illnesses, whatever, and programs to prevent tobacco use. But there was a ton, see, this is what I keep saying about television ads. And in our next hour, I hope you'll join us then, we're going to show you the power of television ads with election messages. But with the tobacco companies, they raised about $47 million to fight the measure. And the supporters, of course, were the opposite end. They were like the American Cancer Society, and cancer survivor Lance Armstrong raised about $12 million, but it didn't work. It didn't go. It was close enough, but close doesn't count. It doesn't matter, so that's dead. There's not going to be another dollar a pack added of tax-wise onto cigarettes. That these probably were the two of the more interesting things that happened on Tuesday. And, you know, November is not just a presidential election. There are some of your representatives who are fighting to stay in the game, fighting to keep their seat. And I think that there's going to be some replacement players. In the NFL, the referees union, there we go, that word, union, the referees union and the NFL can't come to an agreement. So it's looking like they're going to have replacement players. We might be seeing some replacement players when it comes to our representatives, because people have had enough. And I think this is what we're seeing. I think the Wisconsin thing was that, even though there was so much acrimony, and there definitely were people that voted to recall the governor, but there just wasn't enough. There, in the end, there wasn't enough of a push compared to the other side, and I chalk that up to frustration. You see it, you feel it, you can almost touch it. It's hanging in the air. People are tired of it. Yeah, and then there's this thing where when you think, and this is, you know, this goes back to, is life fair? Do you say to yourself sometimes, is life fair? A guy told me once who ran a big company in a conversation, how'd you get to this position? He told me life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and unfortunately, for too many people that are getting dumped on, that's what it's becoming. Oh, I'll never have enough money. I'm always going to struggle. And people are pushing back on that. So we're going to see some definite replacement players. How about this, as I mix in a couple of things, because we are rounding that final turn. I think that this, and I haven't even talked about this story, but maybe because it hits close to home for me, I think this story is just sickening. The New York police ended up searching in Jersey house of a suspect in that Eaton Pat's case. You know this story? You think of a kid on a milk carton, 6 years old, 1979, just inches from the bus, basically, getting on a bus, disappears. And there was no evidence for decades, nothing. I mean, nothing about this kid just vanished. Can you imagine being that parent, just vanished, 6 years old? So now it all is unfolding that certain people know that he had confessed that he had done it or whatever, so why didn't people say anything, blah, blah, blah. So now the New York Police Department detectives have a warrant to search the home of the guy charged with murdering this six-year-old in 1979. So they've got this search warrant. They got about a dozen guys. They're all over the house in Maple Shade, New Jersey. They searched the home of Pedro Hernandez. And according to the cops, he confessed last month to killing the kid after they got a tip that he was involved in his disappearance. So suddenly they had gotten a tip and then he confessed to it. The chief spokesperson for the department said only that the search was part of this investigation because they got to shore up the evidence. He lived at home with his wife and his daughters. Neighbors were surprised. They say he was a great neighbor. Of course, did you always hear this? Didn't bother anyone. Not a problem. This kid goes to school May 25th, 1979. The first time, sadly, he was allowed to walk to the bus stop alone. Hernandez was working as a stock clerk at a convenience store near where he was last seen. And supposedly he lured the boy to the basement with soda, suffocated him, then put his body in a bag, put the bag in a box, walked it down the street. He left it in an alcove with trash. Oh, my, oh, my. No body was ever found, by the way. That convenience store is long gone, renovated. Now it's an eyeglass shop. And city garbage, of course, is dumped at an awful place, Fresh Kills Landfill on Staten Island. I hope they nail this guy to the wall and then some, I'm telling you. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.